Blog Talk Radio.
Then you go pick the cotton. Listen, y'all, I'm tired, man, I swear. For so long, trying to be strong with you. I'm exhausted. My feet hurt. Wanna run no more. Wanna run no more. They said, quit. Quit. Ain't nothing changed, except the chains ain't restraining our physical frame. Mentally, we still living the same as lockdown. They not damaged out with the raised tax. Anything they borrow, we pay back. Live in the hood, you'll never bump in the back, they jack, but we spin a wheel every time we chill. Not take black to the Hispanic, they draw decks, and just land it before they act with your hand. I don't see how a wild it could be mistaken for a cannon. So please don't let them play us no more. In every way, I'm ready, willing, and able to fall. Like any day now is a pop, I'll be in the front like what? Please, may the force be with me in this punk. How to walk me to work, cause I'm still in my long sleeve, stretching to raise a ring if I don't pick up some pop leaves. Ain't nothing in this world for free. But somehow they got a fool like this world is free. Now this is modern day slavery, you see? Carry ID, order the fee. This ain't how it's supposed to be, man. For so long trying to be strong with you. I'm exhausted, my feet hurt. Wanna run no more, wanna run no more. They said, quit.
People are the product of genocide and slavery. Everything in the ghetto is how it was made to be designed and the process. Prison industrial complex. Niggas transformed into numbers and objects. We pay the devil rent for living in hell. Cause the projects was built on the spot where Lucifer fell. Incarcerated knowledge, heavyweight. Every black man should be through the vine of me. Chapter 28. Cursed in the city like we cursed in the field. Cursed on the border and cursed by the new world order. Our sons and daughters are stolen by another people. Yoked by an end. To the earth, land of the eagle, this is the sequel to the prophecy. Freedom was a peace full of violence, my philosophy. I built an army, now I'm gonna build a nation. The foundation of a new civilization, and overthrow the plantation. Modern day slavery, see, it was designed to be. Patriot Act 3, just wait, young nigga, you'll see. Oh, all my people been so strong with you. I'm exhausted, get up, nigga, hurts. I'm cutting them all, I'm cutting them all. We gotta make up, yeah, we gotta make up, yeah. Quick motherfucker, yeah. The move sexy, Joel Ortiz, yeah. Harlem, Brooklyn, you know what it is, nigga. The rebirth for the young lords, coming soon, motherfucker.
We young lords, nigga.
You sleep when you die, nigga. Good night, motherfucker.
MD for president. Sounds like a good idea, right?
The black, the white, the yellow, the brown, and it's all about the green. This is America. Lions and tigers and dragons and bears through the eyes of an eagle. This is America. Upper class, middle class, lower class, white collar, blue collar, who's dollar? This is America. Me, you, him, then we all in here, man, no matter how you feel, man. This is America. The black, the white, the yellow, the brown, and it's all about the green. This is America. Lions and tigers and dragons and bears through the eyes of an eagle. This is America. Upper class, middle class, lower class, white collar, blue collar, who's dollar? This is America. Me, you, him, then we all in here, man, no matter how you feel, man. This is America. Soon as this hits your ears, put your mind in full gear. May the devil feel fear when the God coming in. May your time's up, do not cross police lines up. Homicide to the swine when the rhyme struck. Put your nines up and your text at the test of the deep creeping. Will you rest, but you out to protect what's home? known when you roam the streets is what lies beneath. The main reason you be moving your feet. So what's deep and what's game when the game runs deep? I ain't the one to sleep and have game run on me. Same peace becomes war, the sweet becomes bitter than the heat. From the tongue is wrong, from the trigger, hate hung niggas. The thugs run with love for their brother. The niggas see the snakes that be running deep cover. The prosecutors, the judges, corrupted preachers. War tongue lawyers and poison teachers. Roll with the wisdom seekers, I and I ain't life. My brother's keepers, who got your back with the heat is the original Jesus. Jesus believers, don't be deceived by the deepest creepers. We speaking for the souls of the slaves, the street believers. The black, the white, the yellow, the brown, and it's all about the green. This is America. Lions, the tigers, the dragons, the bears, through the eyes of an eagle. This is America. Upper class, middle class, lower class, white collar, blue collar, who's dollar? This is America. Me, you, him, then we all in here, man. No matter how you feel, man, this is America. All eyes open, all I see, and all I see is an eclipse with perverted speakers and foolish features. World proves beneath us, but was too incompleted and inconvenient. To the words of the kingsmen, the wars amongst us. We thinking about whores amongst us. What's more abundant? Justice or poverty? Despite the poor rumbling against the poor, niggas try to lead the hood through suicide doors and martial laws. More of a martial law form on an American shore. While our soldiers still dying for the American cause. Of course we need more money, and at times a nigga hungry. That was kinda like Nino when he did see money. Without the cold becomes me. I've been through the winter. I ain't trying to die in the blizzard, so I slide like a lizard through the system. And I'm judged by the words, so I'm the wisdom to the 12 seated in the distance. But then the district, the black, the white, the yellow, the brown, and it's all about the green. This is America. Lions, the tigers, the dragons, the bears, through the eyes of an eagle. This is America. Upper class, middle class, lower class, white collar, blue collar, who's dollar? This is America. Me, you, him, then we all in here, man. No matter how you feel, man, this is America. The black, the white, the yellow, the brown, the green. Lions, the tigers, the dragons, the bears, eyes of an eagle. Upper class, middle class, lower class, white collar, who's dollar?
Peace, peace, peace. We're back once again with Dr. Alim Elbey's show. Tonight's discussion is going to be on metaphysically decoding the movies and current events. One of the current events that we definitely want to speak about was the travesty of Troy Davis. We dedicated the last show to Troy Davis, one of the last shows. We definitely want to speak about that, how a stay was actually given to a Mexican who actually kidnapped and raped and murdered a 16-year-old. And because he did not get a chance to speak to the Mexican consulate, he was given a stay by President Obama, as compared to all of the marching, signs, pickets, everything that the people was doing in order to try to save Troy Davis. He could not, because he was still being identified as a U.S. citizen, which of course so-called blacks in this country, Moors in this country, are not U.S. citizens. Alright? So we do not fall under their Constitution in that sense. In the Constitution, we are up on Article 6, where it speaks about treaties. And if they're not abiding by the treaties, and if the treaties have been broken, then there is no way in which that we have to abide by their colorable law. And that's what they have, in which that they are utilizing this colorable law. Troy Davis was executed under colorable law. He was not executed under the behest of a Article 3 court. Article 2, Article 1 courts, or colorable courts. In most regards, Article 1 are known as kangaroo courts. These are court systems in which they use ordinances, regulations, rules, statutes, codes, policies, in order to control their municipalities, cities, towns, counties, provinces, etc. These are the things in which that we have to look at. So because the Mexican did not receive notice that he had the right to contact the Mexican consulate, the stay has been granted for more than at least six months. The reason why, because allegedly Obama said he did not speak on Detroit Davis because that was not a federal court up on the federal ruling. Unlike the Mexican case is up on the federal ruling and therefore need to have been spoken on. Well, this is a prime example of said blacks needing to declare their nationality and their birthrights so that we can form our own consulate. In this regard, our consulate has actually already been formed, which is the Washington Consulate or Embassy, in which that we are outside the jurisdiction of these colorful laws and their institutions. And we have the same right just as that Mexican does in order to contact our consulate whenever things take place, or if things take place, which we hope things do not take place. However, if they do, we have somewhere in order to go to. And this is what we have to structure even stronger, is our government, our court systems, which according to the Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People, we have the right in order to have self-autonomy, self-government, our nationality, our own court systems. All of this is spoken of in the Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People. For those who have not studied it, I recommend that you go to the UN site, www.un.org, and check out the Declarations on the Rights of Indigenous People. Even the United Nations definition of indigenous, in which that they state that we are indigenous to this land as well as also to the world. They even speak about those who was taken from Africa and brought here, who freed themselves. And the reason why they say those who freed themselves is because Abraham Lincoln was a Moor also. And that is one of the things in which that they was upset about, is that a Moor was in office at that time. A vice president and a president, both was Moors the first term of 1860, in which that they freed their fellow Moors. In other words, POWs or i.e. slaves, which I do not like using the word slaves because that comes from Yugoslav or Yugoslavic. That was a term in which that was speaking about white people who were enslaved. They were the slaves, the original slaves. We were not. However, we carry this legacy with us, this pain, this victimization, in which that now is being broken, in which that Willie Lynch was written in 1712, in which that it says that the spell will last 300 years to 1,000 years. Well, we are the first fruit, and we are breaking that 300-year spell right now, in which that 1712 plus 300 would give us 2012. So now that spell is being broken as we are speaking before this information in which that is coming out, in which that we have to combine, tie together, unite. A lot of information. Some of y'all might be wondering, what is metaphysics? Well, I think Dr. Phil Valentine said it best. All right, in which day there was an article written by him from an interview. It was called Psycho Warfare. And it was done by Frontline staff, Frontline magazines. Big ups to Brother Marcus Klein and his wife and Seeds. The article is called Psycho Wars, The Hidden Messages in Movies. And Dr. Phil was asked, what is metaphysics? And why do you consider yourself a metaphysician? The word metaphysics, as he states, is an old one that actually has many types. Metaphysics is a language or a way to use language to articulate and clarify the invisible operations of infinite minds. Metaphysics explains and gives a tangible presence to the realm of cause. There are two different realms, cause and effects. We live in the realm of effect, and sometimes we are not able to heighten or amplify our awareness. Some metaphysics give a presence to the realm of cause and explains how what you see came about. In the second part of the question, as a naturopath doctor, I don't deal in the realm of effects. I have to study the personalities and the mechanisms of cause. When it comes to the phenomenal cause, disease, people who say that they are naturopathic doctors still use the protocols and mechanisms of Western medicines where they try to medicate people. This through this time through herbs and vitamins. I deal in the realm of mind and how thoughts and how thinking creates conditions we call disease. All right? So that is the science of metaphysics. So we're going to use this template to decode the movies. All right? One of the major movies in which that I've been asked to decode has been the movie The Rise of the Planets of Apes, or The Planets of the Apes, the new one that is out right now. Well, this is what we came up with based on metaphysics as well as also our ancient mystery school system. Caesar, which was the ape's name, who was the first to talk, you know, who walked upright, who actually was able to show compassion, but yet had skills of war at the same time, and was the leader. Caesar means king within Latin or Greco-Roman. Now, that is derived from Greek, and the Roman derived the name Caesar from Caesar. Now, Car means spirit, or saw, light, the spiritual light. Caesar symbolizes the king. All right, or Saul was known as the king. So Caesar is also referred to as the king. So he was known as the king of the apes, hence the link to the movie King Kong. Because Kong is also one of the South African tribe's names, the Kong people, in which that later on migrated from out of the interior of Africa out through the diaspora into Asia. Where you get the martial arts through Bodhidharma, known as Kung Fu, all right, originally Qigong, all right, Tai Chi, Kung Fu, Shaolin martial arts, you know, even Karate, you know, came through the Kung people, all right. So this is where all this comes from. So King Kong, Kong is also another name for the Kundalini within Sanskrit, within the Indian traditions or Indo-Kushite traditions, all right? We know that the Pre-Dravidians of India, as it was known, or as it is known as, were the Tamil people. The Tamil people were the followers of Atum Re, all right? The word Tamil is just another name for Atum Re, all right? So they was the Indo-Kushites, or the Kushites, who went into Indonesia, India, as we would say, and spread it throughout that whole Asia peninsula or area. All right, so this is the connection to King Kong. If you go back and watch the movie King Kong, in the last scene, you'll see King Kong dead on the ground, and the camera slowly moves on this black man who looks like an ape in a sense, you know, move and focus the camera on him on the scene, showing that one dies and one rises. But in this particular case, the ape, King Kong, died, but there was another rising or raising, you know, or another one who was living in which that takes the place. This is what this is symbolic to from that particular King Kong movie. Now, if you don't believe that the ape is always, the European associate the ape with us, and there is no real reason why he would do so besides the fact that we created an ape as well as himself, because, you know, we've been on this planet, according to Michael Cremor in his book Forbidden Archaeology, at least 2.8 billion years intelligent beings walked the planet, who was able to smelt metals that is now unknown. All right? The ape species only go back 20 million years, and human species less than 5 million. So, if we were the intelligent beings that walked the planet Earth 2.8 billion years ago, then we also had to be the ones who created the apes and the monkeys 20 million years ago, as well as also what is now perceived to be the line of human beings, mankind, as I would say, a kind of man that is not quite human, 5 million years ago, down to 6,000 years ago, where it has already been pronounced on the news, as a matter of fact, in articles, I should say, where it states that albinism of the European dates back to only 6,000 to maybe 10,000 years old or so. So that was just during the last ice age, in which that albinism, full total albinism, with no melanocyte activity, or very, very little melanocyte activity, in other words, the sites in which that produce melanin are active, took place. Now, this is where this scenario comes from. So for them to think that we are associated with the ape, only way is that, as we would say, is because we created the apes. All right? We created various species of animals on this planet, as a matter of fact. All right? Using astral energy from the fifth dimension. But this is another scenario, another story, in which that gets into some deeper metaphysics, in which that we won't go into tonight. But this is how we was able to form the various species, from thought slowed down to the ethereal realm, astral ethereal realm, Akasha. And then we also knew gene therapy. And this is where this story comes in at on the movie The Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Now, Will, who was the gene therapist, the doctor, the scientist, he administrated a drug called AOZ-112 or AOZ-112. All right? Now, we know what the OZ is. That is Oz. Oz within Greco-Roman or Greco-Latin. Oz means strength. All right? If you go to Godwin's Kabbalic Encyclopedia by David Godwin, when he breaks down 112, in the Kabbalah, it says the number of the children of Jerah who returns from exile. It also says the mountain whereupon six of the tribes of Israel stood to curse. A name of God, the Holy One, blessed be He, Baruch Hu. Also, it means Yahweh Elohim, the Lord of God, divine name associated with Bina. So, the number 112 is the name of the gene therapy. So, obviously, it was going to give the return from those who were cursed to the tribe of Israel, six of the tribes of Israel. Six, of course, is the number of carbon. Carbon is the sixth element on the periodical chart. It has six protons, six neutrons, six electrons. And it's supposed to be the mark of the beast, that curse. However, his wisdom for he who is a wise man, as the book of Revelation, the 13th chapter, speaks of, it states specifically that 666, actually, when you look at it scientifically, is six protons, six neutrons, six electrons. Adam being born on a sixth day symbolizes actually the sixth element called carbon, which is melanin. All right, let's say there's no real such thing as melanin. Melanin is the Latin or the Greco-Latin term for carbon. All right, that's what melanin is. Mel means black within Greco-Latin or Latin. So there's carbon. Within the ancient Kemetic teaching is known as Kemwer. K-A-M-W-E-R, Kemwer. All right, Kemwer is another name. Wer is also another name for Osir. So it goes back to Osir again. So the gene therapy in which they was administering has something to do with melanin, as we were saying, how we know, because the redwood trees, which was right across from San Francisco, was called Muir, M-U-I-R. Which is more. Redwood National Monument. That was the name. All right, that was in frame 97.58. So 97 minutes into the movie, 58 seconds, you'll see it, of what we're talking about. All right, and another scene when he was looking out the window with the circle and the 4 points symbolizes navigation, north, south, east, and west. A navigator. Matter of fact, around the window, they had boats, for those who pay attention to it. And he was holding in his hand a Statue of Liberty. With the, in his right hand was the 8 rays of light in the body of the Statue of Liberty. And at that same point, the bell rung, in which that showed the father going outside. Now, remember, the father had Alzheimer's. But the movie, the song is, that was being played in the background during the movie is called do it again, this time inside the earth. Oh, excuse me, this time inside the world. And then he jumps in a black car. And act chaotically. So this part goes into chaos magic. All right? Which within quantum physics it would just be simply called chaos physics. But the fact he jumped in a black car, once again, Caesar, all of these things correlate to the science of blackness once again, because Osar is known as the Lord of the Perfect Black. And that's no coincidence. All right? Now, there was a code in which that was pressed. 7146 was a code in which that was pressed, in which that at the zoo, the monkey, the code to get in from to allow the monkeys in or out, or better yet, the monkey holders and an out was 7146. Now, when you look up that number or code in the Kabbalistic Encyclopedia, Godwin's Kabbalistic Encyclopedia, it says that is the Ancient of Days, a title of Kether. Now, Baina and Kether are on the Tree of Life. Okay, that's very interesting. It's on the key, on the Tree of Life. All right, now, for those that do not understand what we're talking about, we're talking about really Hollywood being controlled by the Jews and the Jews studying and reading the Kabbalah. That's what we're really talking about. All right. You want to know who controls the media? Well, let's go to the largest media conglomerates. You have AOL, Time Warner, you know, who owns more than 20% of CBS, CNN, CEO of Time Magazine, HBO, Warner Music, which is the largest radio recording record company, Warner Brothers Records, as is also known as, labels, the Warner Brothers Film Studio, Castle Rock Entertainment, New Line Cinema, Time Warner Publishing Division, which is ran by Norman Perlstein, a Jew, the largest magazine publisher in the country, which is Time Sports Illustrated, People, Fortune. That's one of the largest media conglomerates. You know, another one is Walt Disney. Hollywood Pictures and Caravan Pictures. Miramax Films. ABC, which and 10 TV stations outright, as well as 225 affiliate stations in the United States, and part owner of several European TV companies. That's Michael Eisner. ESPN, headed by President and CEO Stephen Bornstein, a Jew, controlled shares by Lifetime Television and A&E Television, with 67 million prescribers each. ABC owns 7 daily newspapers: Fairchild Publications, Women Wear Daily, Charlton Publications, which is Automobile Manual, and Diversify Publishing Company. You have Viacom, of course, owns 13 TV stations, 12 radio stations, produce films through Paramount Pictures, headed by Sherry Lanzin, a Jew. Now remember, we're not being anti-Semitic because we're Moors, so you can't say that we're anti-Semitic because we are Semitic ourselves. However, we're talking about Zionist control. All right. We're talking about actual converts into Judaism. All right. The Ashkenazans, as they're known as, who's actually Gentiles from the tribe of Japheth. All right. They went into the lands of Gentiles. Now, this is what the Bible says, of course. We explain the biblical stories of this. All right. You have the Sephardic Jews, who actually are part of the family, or out of the family of the Moors and the Cushites. in particular the Falashian Hebrews. All right. However, those are the original Hebrews. We're not talking about them. We're referring specifically to the Ashkenazans, those who converted into Judaism after the burning of Jerusalem in 70 AD. Okay? And their family bloodline. Redstone bought CBS in 99. CBS executive chief and largest individual shareholder of the company that owns the CBS TV network is Melvin Karumez. Mezin. Yeah, Kama. That's Kamazin. He's a Jew. CBS owns 14 major market TV stations, 160 radio stations, the Country Music Network, the Nashville Network Cable Network. Viacom publishing includes Simon and Schuster and Scribner, the Free Press, and Pocket Books. It distributes videos through over 4,000 Blockbuster stores, owns Showtime, MTV, Nickelodeon with 16 million subscribers, and other networks. All right. You have Edgar Braffman Jr., who's a Jew, who has Seagram Company and Seagram Gin. Now, Braffman Sr. is the president of the World Jewish Congress. And Seagram owns Universal Studios and Interscope Records. Braffman also controls PolyGram, the European record giant, where he bought it from a Dutch electronic manufacturer, Philips, now controls the Universal Edgar, will remain the vice president of what's called Vivendi. Right, you have Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox TV Network, 20th Century Fox Films, Fox 2000, which is also like the fifth largest mega media corporation in the country. Peter Cherney, a Jew, president of CEO of Fox Group, which also includes all news, corporate films, TV, and publishing operations in the United States. Under Cherney, as president of the 20th Century Fox, Laura Zinskin, another Jew, former head of Fox 2000, now Fox Entertainment, is headed by Peter Roth, a Jew. News Corp owns the New York Post and TV Guide, and all publishing under Cherney's supervision. You have the News World Entertainment, New World Entertainment, owned by Ronald Perelman, a Jew, who's also owned Revlon Cosmetic, DreamWorks, SKG, who formed by David Geffen, a Jew, former Disney Picture chairman, Joseph Katzenberg, a Jew, and Steven Spielberg, a Jew. Now, you got to understand, remember, this was said by Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson said Hollywood is ran by Jews. Of course, they played it off as if he was just crazy, because he has control and the power in Hollywood. So they just made it seem as if he was just crazy, that he was on a drunken binge. However, you can go back and look on YouTube where Mel Gibson make these particular statements that Hollywood's controlled by the Jews. Let's go to the print media. The Associated Press, which sells contents to newspapers, is controlled and managed by Michael Silverman, a Jew, directed by day-to-day reporting and supervising the editorial departments. Silverman reports to executive editor for the AP, Jonathan Wolfman, another Jew, Newshouse Brothers, Jews. Advanced Publications owns 30 newspapers. Mobile's Morning Register and Afternoon's Press Register, and the Syracuse, New York Morning Post, Standard, and Afternoon Herald Journal. Cleveland Plain, Dilla, Newhouse. Also, they own the New Orleans Times. The Newhouse Broadcasting consists of 12 TV broadcasting stations and 87 cable TV systems. They also own the Parade Sunday supplement with a circulation of more than 22 million copies per week. Also, they own the New Yorker, Vogue, Mademoiselle, Glamour, Vanity Fair, Bride, GQ, Self, House, and Garden, and all of the other magazines of the Condé Nast Group. This Jewish empire was founded by Samuel Newhouse, an immigrant from Russia. Once again, a convert, a Jewish convert, Ashkenaz. When he died in 1979, he bequeathed the media holding worth $1.3 billion to his sons, Samuel and Donald. Three newest newspapers. The New York Times circulate nearly 1.1 million, founded in 1851 by non-Jews, Henry J. Raymond and John Jones. But after they died, it was bought by a wealthy Jewish publisher, Adolf Oates, and is controlled by his great-great-grandson, Arthur Sussenberg Jr. The executive editor of the New York Times co is Joseph Levin, a Jew. The Sussenberg family also owns the New York Times, 33 newspapers, including the Boston Globe, 12 magazines, including McCall and Family Circle, with a circulation of 5 million each, 7 radio stations and TV broadcasting stations, a cable TV station, and 3 book publishing companies. All right, you have the Washington Post, also has a non-Jewish origin, established by Skilson Hitchens in 1877 and was published, or purchased, excuse me, by John R. McLean in 1905 and later inherited by Edward B. McLean. In 1933, it went into bankruptcy and was purchased by Edward Meyer, or Eugene Meyer, a Jew, and who ran by his daughter, Catherine Meyer Graham. Donald is now publisher and holder of the Post, president and CEO of the Washington Post Company. The Post has a circulation of 763,000, and its Sunday edition sells 1.1 million copies. It also owns Gazelle newspaper, including 11 military newspapers, TV stations, WDIV in Detroit, KPRC in Houston, WPLG in Miami, WKMG in Orlando, KSAT in San Antonio, and WJXT in Jacksonville, and is the second largest weekly newspaper, Newsweek. All right, the Wall Street Journal sells 1.8 million copies a day and is the largest circulating newspaper in the United States. It is owned by Dow Jones and Co., Inc., and the New York Corporation, which also publishes 24 other dailies like Barron's. The chairman and CEO of Dow Jones is Peter Kahn, a Jew, and he is also chairman and publisher of the Wall Street Journal. All right. The New York Daily News was bought by Robert Maxwell, who was born Ludwig Hoon, a Jew. Hoch, a Jew, in 1993 by Mortimer B. Zuckerman. All right. The Village Voice is owned by Leonard Stein, Stern, a Jew, a billionaire that owns Hearst Mountain Supply Firm. The New York Post is owned by News Corp under Peter Cherney, Cherney, which that we spoke about, he is a Jew. Time Magazine circulated 4.1 million publishers by Warner Communications. The CEO, or the former CEO, actually was Gerald Levin, who was a Jew. His son got killed around the same time as the son of Bill Cosby, which Steve Coakley spoke about how there was a connection between that. Newsweek published by Washington Post Company under Donald Graham. U.S. News and World Report circulated 2.2 million owned by Metamore Zuckerman, who's also editor-in-chief. Zuckerman also owns the Atlantic Monthly and the Daily News, and the sixth largest newspaper in the United States. So these are the largest media conglomerates, and it's no coincidence that they are all Jewish-ran. So when you get to the movies, you have to make sure that you use the Kabbalistic Encyclopedia. Godwin's Kabbalistic Encyclopedia is said to be the best, in which that when it gets to these particular mathematical formulas and codes, you'll be able to decode what they're actually conveying. All right? And another scene in The Planet of the Apes, The Rise of the Planet of the Apes, you had Icarus entering Mars' atmosphere. This is what was on the TV. And it was produced by KOTJ Channel 5. Okay? When we broke down the KOTJ, it came up to 2, right? And Icarus, that's I-C-A-R-U-S, Icarus, all right? And it says that it was 8 months, all right? You got to go and see this part. This is what it was talking about, that it was 8 months, all right? Now, when you get into breaking down the word, like the word Icarus, all right, once again, it has that same connotation as we was talking about Osaw. Osaw is embedded inside of there. But when you look up Icarus, all right, or Icarus, once again, that's Greco-Latin. In Greek mythology, is the son of the master craftsman, Daedalus. The main story told about Icarus is his attempt to escape from Crete by means of wings that his father constructed from feathers and wax. He ignored instructions not to fly too close to the sun, and melting wax caused him to fall to his death. The myth shares similarity with that of Phaethon. Both are usually taken as tragic examples of failed ambitions. All right, so it was saying that this 8 months it took for this Icarus to enter into the Mars atmosphere. All right? The word Mars, once again, the word Mars is word Mir, is both have its connections to the word more. All right? If you look it up, you'll see what we are talking about. So M-U-I-R, M-A-R-S, you will see the connections, because in the ancient Kemetic teachings, in the Metanetta, you will see that MR, the symbol for the letters MR, is an owl. Now, an owl is a symbol of the Moors. You can look on the dollar bill, on the front of the dollar bill, in the upper right-hand corner above the one, angle to the left, you will actually see an owl peeping behind the top part of the one. Now, this same owl is the owl in which that is worshipped in the Bohemian Grove in Los Angeles, or outside of Los Angeles, California, I should say, in California. Now, that owl is supposed to be the name of Moloch. Moloch is actually the same name as in Hebrew, Melech, which means king, once again, which that goes back to Carl Saul, who was known as the king, or Caesar, who was known as the king. If you go to the movie Harry Potter, because all this is correlated to this, even in the movie Harry Potter, the symbol for Harry Potter is an owl. That was the prime I guess you can say the prime symbol of Harry Potter was an owl. Now, the owl, of course, like we said, is the symbol, is that of the Bohemian Grove, of known as Moloch, but biblically, in Hebrew, it is Malach, or Malachi, which means king, or which becomes Michael, Michael. All right. Now, an owl is known to be the all-eye seer, hence it's on the back and the front. The owl is on the front of the dollar bill, and on the back, directly behind the owl, is the eye of the pyramid. The owl is a symbol of the national government known as the Great Seal. That eye is the eye of Heru. The owl symbolizes also Heru. How do you know? Because Harry stems from the word Hari or Haru, which is Heru, hero. And then Potter, who sat on his Potter's wheel and made the Banaka, is Kanum, Kanum. So it's actually a form of Harry Potter, is actually a form of Heru Kanum, the light fashioner. And from light, it is said how we was formed and structured into matter. Matter is slowed down or crystallized light. Now, this is the simple, this is the symbology. So the more simple, because remember, we was the alchemists, and even according to Stolen Legacy by George G. James, he states in it that the Moors are the custodians of the ancient mysteries of Egypt, meaning that we was the alchemists, especially during the time of 711 to 1492, in which that gave rise to the Europeans from out of their state of darkness. So in this movie, they try to give credence to themselves being our, you know, being our fathers, the apes, being us, and how we know this because the monkey, you look at, you ever seen the picture of the Moors, they oftentimes show in cartoons a monkey linked to the Moors with a fez on his head. All right, this is shown within the movie Aladdin, in which that means Aladdin, the way of Allah, or the religion of Allah, the path of Allah, in which that rubbing of the lamp symbolizes the awakening of the pineal gland, which is the third eye. Hence, the owl is symbolic to the all-eye seeing, which is the third eye, with the soul is embedded inside of the pineal gland. And the owl was able to turn his head around in a whole 360-degree rotation. So hence, it was the all-eye seeing, being able to see the past, present, as well as the future. But the monkey who ran with Aladdin, who was his sidekick, as we would say, had a fez on, red fez, with no symbols on it, just a red fez, plain red fez, just like Aladdin did also. However, in one of the scenes, he get changed into a monkey clapping cymbals. Now, there's been the Shriners and others have a symbol of a monkey hitting cymbals, I should say. Cymbals are like, like little tambourines, except they're made of metal in which that bangs together. All right? And the monkey is hitting these tambourines and walking around like it's dancing, waddling back and forth. Well, they showed this on Aladdin in one of the clips. So this is also another reference to the chimpanzee or the monkeys. And then, of course, they always say that they have 98% of our genetic chromosome. Not saying that we are the monkeys because we're not. We're talking about symbolism here, which that the European is using in order to convey through his movies. Because the rise of the planet of the apes, the rise of the planet of the apes is talking about the rise of the Moors on this planet. And that's coming back into our consciousness. That's what this is all symbolic to. All right. Now, also, he moved from 112, which was what was first given the monkeys this ability in order to become conscious. However, within humans, that particular gene therapy or virus broke down. His father was given 112 as an antidote to the Alzheimer's. However, his disease, as they say, outran the cure. So he developed 113. However, 113 released a virus to kill humans or mankind. Now, when you look at 113, which is a prime number, this is what it says. It says, son of Eber and father of Reu. All right. That's what 113 is within the Kabbalistic Encyclopedia. Now, Eber is another name for Hebrew, and Reu is another name for Ra. So Eber is Hepheru, which is another name for Heru in ancient Kemetic Metuneta, and Reu is Ra. So the son of Eber and the father of Ra. So the son of Heru and the father of Ra. That's the way in which that breaks down. So we're talking about that's what 113 is in there. So it says that 113 is a virus in which that killed humans. Now, we know that that's code word mankind, all right? And those who are melanin sick. But it says 113, the son of Eber, the son of Heru, and the father of Ra. Heru and Ra symbol is that of a sun disk, which is Aton, which within Hebrew becomes Adon or Adonai. Within the Greek, it is Adonis, which means Lord and Master, or Master, as some say. So, this light, this sun, is killing humans. This is what this is talking about. All right? And we know that currently that the population for the European is now below 1.3 as far as his population rate, his reproduction rate. And out of this anger of it soon being a black planet, as we would say, matter of fact, they say by 2045 there will be no Europeans, or very little, you know, a handful of them still left on the planet. Majority of the people by that time will be brown people. All right, so they are now, in a sense, saying that they want 4 billion people, more than 4 billion people, eliminated from the face of the planet, preferably by famine, drugs, disease, or war. Now, this is something in which that I read in the New Amsterdam newspaper out of New York back in 87, where it spoke about 2.8 billion people must be eliminated from the face of the planet Earth by 2000, preferably by famine, drugs, disease, and war. Well, 2000 has passed, and we are still here, 11 going on 12 years later. So, we knew that AIDS was part of that scenario, crack, and many other things. It didn't work. All right? So, because those things have not worked, we're sure that they will result into something else, in which that now take us into another movie, in which that is called Contingent, in which that is a new movie that is out, in which that actually connects to the humans being killed from the movie in which that we are talking about, which is The Rise of the Planet of the Apes. All right? So we recommend and tell everybody to watch that movie and see the correlations between that. Now, also how we know that we're talking about the apes, or in a sense talking about us symbolically, is because there was an article, they showed the connections. It's even on Facebook. I seen it this past week, in which that it shows King Kong and the white woman. And then in the next, it was on the cover of one of the national magazines. Matter of fact, owned by one of the same companies in which that we're talking about, I think it was McCall's, in which that it shows LeBron James and a white lady. And he has his mouth open like King Kong in the next, you know, in the next comparison. All right, even when Obama got elected as president, if you remember, it showed a couple of apes or ape dying or getting shot by, in the cartoon, by Europeans and Albions. And the ape was symbolic to Obama. So that is symbolism. This is the symbolism. Now, of course, we know, according to J.E. Rogers of Sex and Race, of Nature Knows No Color Line, he specifically shows that even if you shave a chimpanzee, it is albino underneath. It has the same skin texture as a European. Okay? So these are the things in which that, you know, we have to, you know, and who's further removed from the ape species is us. We do not have straight hair, or what is called lank hair, or what is known as limp and lifeless hair. We have 9 ether hair, and 9 ether symbolizes the highest spiritual of the ethers, the highest spiritual science of the ethers. I mean, this is told to us even within the Melanite Children's by Dr. Malachi York, in which that he speaks about and shows this, that 9 ether here, and there's very little, a small amount of animals who have that same texture here, in which that the closest one would be a lamb or a yak, in which that we are always associated with the lamb. Even in the Bible, it says Jesus had hair like lamb's wool. You know, so even in the Old Testament, it shows you in the book of Daniel's Ezekiel that the Ancient of Days had hair like lamb's wool. So this is one of the marks of the Ancient of Days. All right. So Melchizedek is known as the Ancient of Days. All right. Even the word Washitor, when it breaks down to into English, means the Ancient of Days, even though the symbol of it is a sun disk with the wings, in which that symbolizes Aton, and the wings symbolizes the expansion of the mind. The sun disk actually symbolizes the pineal gland, the seat of the soul, and then the expansion of the hemispheres of the brain, the left and right hemisphere of the brain, the expansion of the mind, the awakening of the mind to the highest conscious state of what's called infinite consciousness. Washitor is the same word as Washishet. Washishet or Ushishet is the female counterpart to Uraeus, which within the Greek would be the Caduceus, which is the medical symbol. The top part of that medical symbol is Washitor or Washishet. This is the symbology here. that is also the eye of the owl, known as the eye of Heru. Remember, the owl is also the symbol of Heru, or Harry Potter, which is another movie in which that is out now. So we break it down to symbolism from movie to movie because they are now connecting the movies together. Like, if you've seen Limitless, one of the lines in his way, wait, you think this is the Matrix? This ain't the Matrix. He was saying that because the movie was based on the Matrix, just like Adjusted Bureau was based on part two of the movie Matrix with the doors, going into alternate or parallel worlds or parallel systems. Each door would lead to a parallel world or parallel system. Or parallel Earth, I should say. So these movies are linked together now. So you have to pay close attention. All right? I'll be going into a break. And when we come back, we're going to go into question and answering. All I can say is let my people go. Right, for whatever reason here, having some technical difficulties. Hopefully we can get this going. Right. Technical difficulties, just bear with us for a second here. If there's any questions, we can get into the question and answering now. All right, there's no questions. Well, let's get back into the information then. If you go back to every 10 years, they've been making a Planet of the Apes movie. They made one in 1991, in 2001, and now in 2011. And the last one, in which that they made with Mark Wahlberg, that was the one from 2001. They had an ape in there in which that looked like Michael Jackson, in which that they was playing the character off of. All right, in which that she was branded with the symbol of the Mahdi, which is the symbol of Sudan. In which that Dr. Malachi Ziyork claims lineage from, or state that he's descended from the royalty or from the family of the Sudan, of the Sudanese, in which that from the flag of the Mahdi, in which that came in the 1800s, who defeated Gordon. That symbol was a crescent moon and a spear in the center. That symbol was branded onto the Michael Jackson-looking chimpanzee in that last Planet of the Apes movie. And it was shown several times. And actually, that symbol became the symbol of Caesar. In that movie. If you go back and look it up. All right? So, now, this was just a few months before they came and got Dr. Malakaza York. And this is the symbology in which that we're looking at here. Because that movie came out in 2001. And they showed us the brand. The monkey was branded with in the left hand with that symbol of the Mahdi. All right? He was known to have defeated the British government, which was the largest, one of the largest armies in the world at the time in the 1800s. And the Sudanese up under him, up under the Mahdi, defeated him. You know, primarily. You know, of course, came back later to be defeated. However, the fight that he put up was that of such vigilance till he's in the history books around the world. And Dr. York states that this is his great-great-great-grandfather, in which that same blood runs through his veins. And it's no coincidence that this monkey was branded with that exact same symbol, in which that was on the Ansar al-Allah, Nubian Islamic Hebrew flag, back in the 70s and 80s and early 90s. And on all of the covers of his books, actually during that probably about maybe 15 to 20 year period, you know, it was on all the covers of his books, in red, black, and green. Well, you know, the red looked kind of orange, but that symbol was there, that crescent moon and that spear. And it was there. You know, so this is no coincidence. You know, this is no coincidence. You know, and then a few months later, March of 2002, they snatch up Dr. York. I'm leaving. Or coming out of or leaving, going to his car with his daughters at Kmart. Okay, so that movie was made as an actual hit on the Nuwapians. So once again, it shows that the monkeys are symbolic to the Moors, because Dr. York was referring to his group as the Nuwapian Moors at that time. So this is no coincidence. So go back and watch the one in which that came out in 2001 in order to see how it correlates. Because they didn't use the exact same symbol in this one, but they used the boat symbol of the navigator in this one. Which, of course, the Moors are the navigator of the seven seas. You have the north, south, east, west gate. And like I said, when Caesar was looking out the window, there was boats around the window because it looked like a stern or the wheel on the deck of a boat. So you have to pay close attention to this. This is what's going on. You know? All right. Let me see if there's any questions here. Well, we got some comments in which that is being made in the room. In which that, of course, the signs and sigils, of course, the best is to make your own, no doubt about it. But it's also even more so to know the origin of theirs so that you can come back with your own. If you don't know theirs, then of course you can't combat it. So you will have to know what theirs mean in the process so that you can write a sign, a sigil, in order to counteract it. This is chaos magic, as what we're talking about. And when we get into it, we're talking about the power of the mind, actually. You know, that's what we're talking about. And how to use that mind in order to defeat your oppressor, you know. All things first starts in the mind. No doubt about it. So, and we have to realize that. And this is actually what we're referring to. See if any, we're having problems, still having problems with pulling up the music. All right. What we're going to do is go back into some other info. When we talk about the movies, we talk about Hollywood. Hollywood was actually what is known as the wood in which that was made out of Merlin, magician's wand. All right, it was known as Hollywood. All right. Now, the science is this, is that when you're talking about Hollywood, of course, the wood was used in order to make things appear or disappear or reappear, as we would say. Now, Merlin is where the word more also, when you go and do some research, you find the word more embedded inside of there also. M-E-R becomes the word more, or mir. Mir, once again, is M-R, which is the owl again, which is the symbol. So even Merlin's symbol was an owl. All right? So, I mean, it's so much stuff. I mean, it's ridiculous to the connections in which that we will be connecting to.
Let my people go. I make it feel so good, you don't need to wonder.
Let my people go.
I take away the storm clouds, the rain, the sun.
Let my people go.
Somebody say,
let my people go.
Somebody say,
let my people go.
Miraculously, sit back in this blood, exists for centuries. The body chemistry, mental wounds, sales injuries. My ministry leaves the industry in a tailspin. I push the envelope like U.S. mailman. We need a leader who is not mischievous, devious, from thinking that the leaders won't regret the fact that expertise is in fact the rest of pack, the fact that thesis reaches easily leaving these speechless. Read from the palm of the non-believers. Tell them they wondering how they become underachievers. One of the best, a perennial keynote speaker. And I got it, you want it, come get it. I want it, and I will show you a way to let my people go today.
Gotta get over, know to get under.
Let my people go.
I make it feel so good, you don't need to wonder.
Let my people go.
I take away the storm clouds, the rain, the sun.
Put it up on YouTube and film the people so it's free for the people, huh? Go on ahead and download it, I'ma teach you how. See, as a prophet, a pastor, a preacher with undisputable logic for blasting through your speaker now. I'm trying to learn your monk ass, I'm trying to reach you now. And still you're like, who's this dude? But turn to fix, shake the game like Rubik's Cube. Chickpeas frolic now, ruthless too. Put the gospel on wax, what he chooses to do. Damn, open your eyes, man, you've been bamboozled by the usual plan. Hit up the middle, like unusual. But y'all are telling me today's music is suitable and appealing, and I'm telling you the feelings are not mutual.
How to get over, know that you're under.
Let my people go.
I make it feel so good, you don't have to wonder.
Let my people go.
I take away the storm clouds, the rain, and sun.
Let my people go.
let my
people go.
Once I just jump on the stronger one, because it gave me a light once again going to the stronger one.
If it comes out, you've got the birth control. Minor may attach to or close to the uterus while cause other problems.
Let my people go. All right. Caller from 651. Come on in. You're on the line. You got a question?
Good, baby.
651. Caller from 651. You're on the line.
What's going down?
What's going down? What's up?
Hold on for a second. Hey, that must have been an accident here. I didn't press one.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We'll get back to you. Peace.
Yeah.
All right. You got caller 313. Caller 313. You're live on the air.
Peter, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Peace.
Peace, brother. I was just wanting to get the name of that Kabbalistic encyclopedia you were speaking about.
It's called Godwin. GODWIN'S, Godwin's Kabbalistic Encyclopedia by David Godwin.
Got that. Appreciate it.
All right. All right, we got any questions in the chat room, anywhere we got some questions, what's going on? All right, they're talking about in the chat room, the movie Sublime is a great metaphysical movie, also called Immortals, soon to drop later this year. So y'all definitely check for that. That's my man, Abra Merlin. Actually, he said Immortal drops 11/11. Exactly, 11/11. Y'all definitely got to check that out this year. All right? So check that out. And, of course, been building in the chat room. I'm about the movies and TV shows that are still big on the UFOs and the extraterrestrial beings. It has to be. When they're talking about specifically the movies, not even the movies. Let's get to the books. We brought up the book Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper, who they killed 2 months after the World Trade Center bombing. In which that it is known is a known fact that he actually predicted that they was going to bomb or blow up those buildings once again, because they did it once in 1993. All right. So, that goes to that science. But in there, he speaks about the fact that they would fake a UFO attack, all right, using even holograms. And we know that they have the technology to do it because we've seen two Japanese scientists, if you go back to YouTube clips and even on Facebook, they show two Japanese scientists who've been able to form a holographic city out of nowhere. So these are the things in which that they're working on. In South Africa, they had a Virgin Mary in the sun or in the sky, these are all, why would it have to be a Virgin Mary? Oh, because they have now gone into South Africa and, into Africa, actually, and have Catholicized all of them. They are all Catholics. There's more white Jesus murals up, in South Africa and throughout parts of Africa, Ghana and so forth and so on, than here in the United States. It's ridiculous. We know that's what they're going to use. They're going to try to do this fake UFO attacks. So they're using the TV shows and everything to be to get the people's minds onto it. You know, it's a form of mind control. Because nowhere in these scenarios are they mentioning the Syrian beings, nor are they mentioning us in any of these scenarios. They think about the Palladians or the Larians or the Larians, you know, or, you know, those type of beings, as they would say, the Greys. Never is there any mention of us, our extraterrestrial connection, us being the builders of the mounds and the pyramids. You know, I mean, Washington known to be, even in Ancient American Magazine, issue 17, it states specifically that the Washington are the ancient mound builders of the mounds and the pyramids on the planet Earth, and they all be our direct descendants of the Olmecs, the Dogons, and the ancient Egyptians, or the ancient Timorians, or Tumerians, you know, which is also the ancient Sumerians, or Sumerians, as well as the ancient El Lemurians, or Lemurians, you know, so we are those people now, you know, the Twa people, as they would say. So when they're really talking about, you know, this is what they're really talking about. All right, they're talking about, right, okay, we got several here. We got, let's talk about the Transformer 3, all right. It said let's talk about the Wag the Dog and the Matrix series. Okay, all right, we're going to get into all three of those right now. Wag the Dog, let's start with that because that's actually what we're talking about in a sense of the way in which that Hollywood will use TV in order to gauge the minds of the people and program them through a subtle mind control subliminal messages in which that will pull off not just elections like they did with Obama, you know, how they had the whole world hoodwink with the blindness of the fact that he was going to be the first black president when he was not the first black president. Abraham Lincoln was a Moor, so was his vice president Douglas, in which that you go back further. You have the eight presidents up under the Articles of Association. You also have the eight presidents up under the Articles of Confederation. And they was all Moors, you know. And how we know this is because we went to the United Grand Lodge of England and the European walked around and he was following us and he said, well, how you feel about the possibilities of your first black president? And we looked at him and we started laughing. And my wife spilled the beans and she said, I thought there was at least eight before him. You know, in other words, before George Washington, you know, or before, you know, Obama, you know, before he became president, there was others before. And he said, how you know that? He jumped back like, you know, like with a Mike Tyson punch. How you know that? You're not supposed to know that. Did they tell you that? Well, who's the they? Oh, he's talking about the Europeans here, his Shriner, Masonic Shriner Brotherhood, white Masonic Shriner Brotherhood here. Did they spill the beans? You know, to the Negroes, that they were Moors and that there was a Moorish government prior to them. I mean, they tell us already that Benjamin Banneker built Washington, D.C. Well, damn, it's not a stretch to go beyond and think that he built also the government or put together or established a government to go along with it. As the fact is that he also built the city of Philadelphia, which is the city of brotherhood, you know. So, I mean, these are the things in which that they are talking about. You know, so when we talk about Wag the Dog, politically, we're talking about in the same sense of what we're talking about with using these holograms to pull off these spacemen on return and so forth and so on. Now, are there spacemen? Of course they are. Are there intergalactical beings? Yes. Are there beings in the Earth? Yes. But our focus as being surface dwellers is the focus on how not to get eliminated from the surface unless we got another alternative, which is to go into the earth or to go and be protected. It is said that supposedly during the, when the meteorites hit the planet Earth millions of years ago, that the Twa people or the Ptah people, the Tahites people, went behind the waterfalls into the center of the earth for a time being. All right, this is in Dr. Malachi York's information on Shambhala and Akatha. So, I mean, it's time that we start paying attention to our great scholars, you know, metaphysical scholars and so forth and so on. You know, Dr. Deborah Blair also speaks about the same information that Dr. Malachi York speaks of. So we have to start paying attention to what they wrote. Get as many of their books and lectures as possible while they still exist. You will need them soon. All right? The way in which that they're trying to fake things. All right? You got to be on top of it. Now, as far as the Matrix series, series one, as we know, was written by Sophia Stewart. It was actually called The Third Eye. We will have her soon on the air, in which that she'll speak about all of this herself, in which that it is shown that in that movie, part one particularly, a lot of symbolism. I mean, it was so much so till it was just ridiculous. The fact that Mr. Smith kept referring to him as Mr. Anderson, you know, by his slave name, when he now went by Neo, was a clue of how we need to get out the Matrix, or how to use our name to get out the Matrix, a new name we must have to get out the Matrix. All right? Because Anderson is someone's son who is of an Ender. So hence Anderson. But he's no longer anyone's son. He is now the son, the one, the life-giving force energy upon the planet. That's why at the end of the series in part three, the son is shown and the little black girl is asked by the oracle. Well, the Indian, Indo-Kush female little girl is asked by the oracle, did you do that? And she said yes. And that was in honor of Neo. All right? So, because Neo symbolizes Heru. You know? So that's what that is all symbolic to. You know? So we got to understand that. Now, also, let's say, man, you look like you've been scared to death, man. You look whiter than you. Man, you are my own personal savior. Now, this is what the guy was saying when Neo was giving him, you know, whatever it was that he was giving him. You know, some say that it was computer information. He was cracking computer codes and so forth and so on. You know, look like a crack cell to me. You know, but, you know, I'm clowning, but, you know, that's what it looked like. Anyway, the guy, he was told already by Trinity to follow, Morpheus to follow the female with the rabbit on her shoulder. Now, of course, that's symbolic too, Alice in the Wonderland. You know, how deep the rabbit hole goes. You want to know how deep the rabbit hole goes? Well, follow the rabbit, you know, into the rabbit hole, as we would say. All right, so that is also symbolic to what was going on. Then he said, "You, man, you my Lord and personal Savior." That's what the God told him when he gave him when Neo gave him the information. You know, right before he told him, come and hang out with us. He said, man, you look a little whiter than usual. Well, that's because Howard Christ is a Moor. Said black. And so he said, well, man, you look a little bit whiter than usual. Exactly. He does. All right? It was known fact that originally that role was supposed to be played by Will Smith. And he turned it down. What a fool. All right? The Wachowski brothers stole that script from Sophia Stewart, as well as also the Terminators. All right? They owe her billions and billions and billions of dollars off of those movies. Right, Neo the hacker, exactly. You know. So, you know, that's what was going on within those particular movies. In that regard, in the Transformer 1, 2, and 3, when we get into it, of course, you got to understand, in this regard, the robots were symbolic to us. That was even shown in part 2, you know, how they were trying to make mockery of the Ebonics. And so forth and so on with those two robots who's always fighting each other and really, you know what I'm saying, so forth and so on, and then was talking with the Ebonic slang. So in that sense, those robots were symbolic also to us, you know, as well as all of the robots, you know, in particular. So this is what they was actually showing. And then, of course, they show you that when they had to go to Egypt, the Sphinx, the pyramids, and so forth and so on. you know. They had to show you that same symbology, once again, where this information comes from. All right, remember, we're talking about Masonic Shriners, in which that, and Rosicrucians, who runs, who are Jews, but are Masons and Shriners, as well as also Rosicrucians, part of these particular occultic orders. All right? Of course, they have perverted a lot of the teachings, in particular Pastor Beverly Randolph's teachings of sex magic, and, you know, and perverted it into homosexual relationships and so forth and so on, you know, to build up energy and to control others using that type of energy. I mean, this is what they have turned Hollywood and the industry of the music industry and everything into now. You know, blood sacrifices, oaths, as they would say, Baphomet oath, even though Baphomet has nothing to do with those types of oaths in which they are taking. Baphomet originally is Muhammad, and that name came about through the Knights Templars being excommunicated by the Pope. All right? That is the reason or how that came about, and through the death of Jacques de Molay. All right? In which that they tied to a cross upside down and burned it. All right, so this is where that comes from. All right, so that Pope excommunicated the Knights Templars because of their connections to the Moors and because they was learning of Islam and Muhammad. And so the Pope referred to as Muhammad as Baphomet, in which that now becomes that. So anybody who take the Baphomet is actually sealing their own fate against their own ancient traditions. Because even though we're talking about Ahmed, who took on the name Muhammad, Muhammad is an ancient Sumerian name, in which that goes back to Happy, who was known as Muhammad. Muhammad. That's where that comes from. So it was the Nile deity or Netter. All right, and Ahmed, you know, got that name on his journeys into Ethiopia, Kush, Sudan. That's where his family originated from, according to history or historical sources, you know. But he never had the name Muhammad. He took that name on. Muhammad did not exist because Muhammad was a concept of the master, Muhammad, and Happy was the Nile River deity, in which that these concepts come from, and he brought Serem, or Islam, to the people. The word Serem means the waters of life. It also means the tear of the eye of Ra, and it also means the children of Ra. And we are the children of Ra, or the tears of Ra. Our bodies are 75% water, y'all. So we are the walking tears of Ra. So this is what the ancient is actually talking about. So, you know, the current Baphomet picture was done by Eliphaz Levi, who actually was the grand master of all the Rosicrucians in the world, who gave up his seat to Pastel Beverly Randolph and made him the supreme grand master of all the Rosicrucians in the world in the 1800s. Because he said that Beverly Pastor Randolph knew more than he did. So he passed it on to someone who knew more, because Beverly Pastor Randolph was known to be a Moor, of Moorish lineage. Even in the information concerning Beverly Pastor Randolph, it always state that his mother was a Moor. So here you have Pastor Beverly Randolph, and his best friend at the time was Abraham Lincoln and Hitchcock. They were all three, was known as the Triune, or Trivum, and they were the three highest Rosicrucians in the world. And Beverly Pastor Randolph sat at the helm of that. And he was an abolitionist, so he did not believe in his fellow Moors or brothers and sisters being enslaved, and neither did Abraham Lincoln, but they had to come up with a plan in order to make it as such, to appear that as such, so that they could actually use their powers in order to get the people from out of slavery. All right, this is what is said according to the Moors, and based on my research and study, this is exactly what was done. Even though there's reports of Abraham Lincoln saying that he did not come to free the South, you know, the slaves in the South, if it was to his best, he would just try to keep the unions together without freeing up the slaves. That was supposedly said, you know. However, that was under cloak and dagger, you know, because he had to appear to be on, as we would say, the white side as much as possible. But when they found out that he wasn't, they was getting ready to give five states in the South back to the Moors, known as the Egypt of the West. That's when he was assassinated by the Masons. Under the behest of Albert Pike. A lot of information in which that goes into it, in which that we're talking about. So, right. Oh yeah, here we go. It says Will Smith turned down the role because Jada told him to. Now that was silly, because Jada ends up being in the movie her damn self, the second and third one. And then of course you said the two coon robots, exactly, the coon bots. Exactly, that's what we was talking about. It says, yeah, in the last Transformer movie, one bot even had locks, exactly. Decepticons, exactly. The second one had a Transformer with dreads, exactly. And then it says the girl Transformer in Sam's dorm. This was the chick with that long, okay. And one of the last ones of the larger Decepticons had locks, too. All right, so exactly. So this is what we're talking about. It was shown, you know, in there. So the monkeys, the robots, all of these things are code words or symbolism in which that is used to speak about who we actually are, in a sense. All right. Brother Black Bones, he said, I heard Jada told him to take the role. Well, I don't know. All I know is that he didn't take the role, and I'm pretty sure he's kicking himself for the shit now, you know, because the Matrix movie become the probably the largest trilogy, you know, outside of Star Wars of all times, you know. So, you know, this is the nonsense, you know, in which that he passed down, which I'm sure now, being that he done got into Scientology, he would have never have turned down this type of role now, you know. So these are the things that we have to go back and analyze. So let's get back into the music, and we'll come back with some more questions and answers. All right. Oh, okay. We got some questions now. Let's get to them. All right, caller 786, you're on the line.
Hello, hello, hello.
Peace, peace. We here, yes.
Okay, peace and blessings. I was, can you hear me well?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I was listening to a program, the blog talk. Ali Muhammad was stating the fact that how the last major pole shift, some of the humans that got caught up in that, which their DNA got drastically destroyed, and over time they actually devolved into what we now see. Some of them are like monkeys, or some species of the monkeys. And the orangutans or spider monkeys or whatever. What's your idea on that?
Hold on. Let me get another line here. Okay. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes. Did you get the question?
No, I didn't.
You did? Okay.
No, I didn't get that last one. You said that Ali Muhammad said that it was someone who got caught and did this. You said got caught in what now?
Okay. He was stating that, that he was saying that the last major pole shift that occurred, well, actually, some of the humans got caught up in that situation where their DNA got greatly damaged, and over time, some of them devolved into what we're looking at as the monkeys or the orangutans or certain species, you know, aspects of that species now. But they actually are humans, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, from what I've studied and researched, that as we was falling down, and he's right in the sense that we deteriorated because as we transform from etherians or light beings into fleshly condensed beings, as we came down from the fifth dimension, the thoughts in which that we had, the remnants of those thoughts on the realm of form is what formed those animals into existence. According to the teachings of the Rosicrucians, as well as also the corners of Theosophical Society, the Anthroposophical Society. So in that sense, you know, humanity, as we say, was definitely before the species of apes. Now, like you said, during the last pole shift, you know, it is possible in which that what he's talking about could have definitely have happened, you know.
Yeah.
Now, if that is the case, then that would have to have been at least 20 million years ago if he's talking about something in which that drastically happened, because according to science, they state that the ape species is at least 20 million years. But like I said, there was intelligent beings, humanoid beings on this planet dating back to 2.8 billion years ago, even to forbidden archaeology by Michael Cremor. So it's definitely a possibility, regardless on the way in which that these beings came into existence, known as the apes or monkeys, the chimpanzee, or the you know, or that type of being, supposed to have 98% of the chromosomes of the Europeans, or the Albions.
Okay.
All right. So
okay.
We do know that there was some genetic tampering in which that took place, that there was, you know, gene tampering or gene therapy in which that was being done, such as shown within the movie of The Rise of the Planet of the Apes. You know, in reverse, however, of them genetically manufacturing us or the symbol of us now, you know, but when really they were the ones in which that was being fashioned. And this is told within the Nation of Islam teachings, Nation of Gods and Earth teachings, as well as also within the Moore Science Temple of America teachings.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So that kind of clarifies it. Okay. I appreciate that. That's all I have.
Oh, well, I appreciate you. Thank you, brother. All
okay,
right. You're going to call it 2-2. Caller, you on the line. Caller 202. Beginning 202, ending at 5919.
5919.
All right, we're
going to call
it 8.
8.
3.
3.
Peace, brother.
Peace.
I thought you called
me
the last time.
All right.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes. You have a question?
What number did you call out again?
813.
Oh, okay, I wanted to make sure, because the last time I thought you called my name and somebody else was talking. Hey, peace, brother. It's Mike I.L., man.
Greetings, brother.
I'm doing pretty good. Getting back to as far as the movies, Blue Eyes from the apes.
Right.
At first, actually, it was a component of both.
Right.
The first part of the movie was talking about the Yakub. Then the second
right.
half, it was talking about quote unquote us,
right.
Because actually he made the change when he got when he went to the zoo, and then
right.
the other ape whooped his ass or whatever and snatched
right.
The crimson, because he had crimson on. That was
right.
the Roman,
right?
You know, and once he took that off of him, and then
right.
he became quote unquote us again, the Moors.
Right, right. The Moors.
But actually,
right.
this is the year of the rabbit. So every time you see
right.
stuff about rabbits, also this is the year of the rabbit. As far as
right.
the Chinese.
Right.
And also,
I have like little nidbits from Revelation 12, you know, the child will be born from the mother as far as Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, which was the 4th, Venus was born, you know, the Virgo gave birth to Venus. You know, Jesus was, quote-unquote, Yah, is the morning sun, was birthed yesterday.
Right.
And, you know, also, Yom Kippur is right here also.
Yeah, Yom Kippur, right, exactly.
Yeah, but I don't know what's going on. I just had to say this right here. Kennedy was killed November the 11th, 63.
Right.
That's 11-11.
Right, then they released in the movie Immortal, 11-11.
Now, but this goes back to something might transpire with Obama because, you know, he's the 44th president. 11-11-2011. That's 44.
Right. Gotcha.
And that'll be the same time that, you know, because they keep imitating him as Ronald Reagan or Kennedy's. They might try to do a whammy again. You know what I'm saying? Because you already
right.
know Ronald Reagan supposed to have been killed, but then his
right.
wife told him, hey, you know, she had that little psychic or whatever, told him, hey, make
right.
sure you turn this way instead of turning that way. So,
right.
you know, people might want to look out for that right there. And that's just the spark. You know, because really stay away from that guy. I'm telling people to stay away from that damn March shit. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Because that ain't nothing but a hyglectic, you know what I'm saying? Because they ain't nothing but run by them anyway.
Exactly.
They sponsoring this thing.
You're talking about Wall Street, the Wall Street.
They sponsoring this shit,
right.
man. They sponsoring
right, exactly.
that shit.
Right.
They sponsoring both sides. They gave the police $4 point something million. And they,
right,
and you, and they talk about...
Exactly.
And they got a movie coming out.
Wall Street donated, right? The largest
Correct.
Donation that Wall Street have ever donated to the NYPD department. Exactly.
And they got another movie coming out, I believe, in 2 weeks or a week or 2 weeks, in reference to Francis Bacon, a.k.a.
William Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare, a.k.a.
Exactly.
But they say that he really ain't write the stuff, yada, yada, yada. But that's the same
right.
name, because what's the movie called? Unknown or some shit like that, but that's the same as the individuals that that they doing the march. That it's like they don't have a leader or something like that, but it's,
right.
it has the same name as that movie. So that ain't nothing but them throwing another monkey wrench in the game, man.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Oh yeah. yeah. Now I'm glad you got on because hey, the people need the tidbits, parts of this. That's the key. You know what I'm saying? Put all this information together. Appreciate you, Ock.
Yes. And also, I'm gonna get off this last part. J.P. Morgan, they run the, as far as the silver, as far as all the metals.
Right.
They are able to, you know what I'm saying, they are paying individuals to keep that price down. So
right.
individuals stack up on silver. Matter of fact, this is the best time to get it
because
the price
right,
is because, very cheap.
Right,
because
silver
best time
is more
now.
Rarer than gold.
Correct. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. And that was it for me, brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm picking my queen up right now, so I just had a little bit to shout out. Man.
Oh, well, I appreciate you. Thank you. And plus, to add on, as Moors, we need 22 pieces of silver anyway, you know, because even in the Constitution, it says it takes 20 pieces of silver in order to alleviate debt. So that means you can write bonds, silver bond certificates, off of the silver in which that you have acquired in order to alleviate any debt, because a person who has silver or gold or platinum is debtless. There is no debt because it's something of substance. You know, however, as long as you keep playing with the fiat notes, then you're always in debt.
Correct,
you know,
correct.
As long as you play with credit, you're in debt. You know, shoot, look at the word debit. You take the I out, it's debt. So,
and if people just when they're watching their movies, these for the last 3 years now, it's like these so-called white individuals are saying goodbye to each other. And all
right.
their movies, they're saying goodbye. Every single
right.
every single movie, I'm like, damn, they're saying goodbye again. from love stories to sci-fi to horror pictures, they're constantly saying goodbye. It's like this,
right.
this is the turning this is the turning of the flag. This is the turning over the torch.
That's right.
You know, this is it right here. This is their last
That's
hurrah.
It. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate you, bro. Thank you.
All right. Peace, brother. Peace.
Peace. All right, as we're heading out, we got some sub rock. It's called Dark Matters, Melanin.
Dark. Original. Sub rock. They say the deeper you proceed into darkness, you recognize the difference between the grave and the heart. Perception turns from visual stimulation to audible vibration, and you decipher reality from the false. I met a group who told me life was in the breath, that the power was in the breath behind your eyes, and they can keep your breath. Stress not, cause elevation is the way we get down. We take it from the bottom of the roof to the ground. Fall around sound, not just speakers. We building from the ground like in Zulu Parliament teachers. I reach alive and direct from the top of Mount Zion. Spit it to get you fully charged up like an ion. I'm power moving like a rock steady. Can't question them like them cause my lyrics are super heavy. Ready or not, I'm coming while you drop wide. Reset the circuit breaker, then I get down. Dark is the absence of light. Always on my square cause I'm right. Original, bloodline black like the night. Starfire, third eye vision, true sight. Dark is the absence of light. Always on my square cause I'm right. Original, bloodline black like the night. Starfire, third eye vision, true sight. My body made from deep space particles. That's probably why they call me Star Rock the Astronomical. A saint from negative energy like Ramadan. I am the one delivering. We go deep past the epidermal to the whiteness. They can't reach where I'm headed, so don't even try me. I read ancient texts from what the mess some. My mental petrol, so don't make me bless them. My pyramid is at the center of my brain matter. These boys like to call me skinny, but honey, my frontal lobe fat. That's all the light from every angel. My halo got you like the candles to the hollow black angel. I take flight on eagle wings. You can catch me at position 90 degrees, please. If you don't believe me, then that's the one called John the Baptist. Cause I'm the one who told him use the water to cleanse the masses. Dark is the absence of light. Angel, always on my square cause I'm right. Original, bloodline black like the night. Star rock, third eye vision, true sight. Dark is the absence of light. Angel, always on my square cause I'm right. Original,